whole world. When he rose again, it was apparent to the whole world. The fruit he's producing in each and every one of us will be apparent to the whole world in Jesus' name. The final thing I'd like to say is that all these messages have been taped. So if you go to our website, which is Oasis Family Church, there's a drop-down box. What's it under? I can't remember, but it says recent talks, and then it's got the date, and you can then get all of Franklin's messages, sermons again to listen to, so that it just sinks deeply inside. Thank you, Amy and Franklin, for listening to God and coming all this way. God bless you.
Behind you as well, because I was really struck by that, the fact that they are part of your team, aren't they? And you can feel the difference they've made, you know, to us here, don't you think? You know, because we walked in here and the Holy Spirit was here. You know, I'm sure the Holy Spirit's always here, but you know what I mean? God was already at work, wasn't he, calling us here, you know, and I really do believe that they made a difference as well. So please would you encourage them? Thank you.
We always give a progress report back to all of them. So they'll really want to know.
My mind is going through a revolution as to the definition of who is a Christian. I've always thought that when you give your life to Christ, then you have to wage war all the way through. We were never taught in my church that you should have a one-to-one relation with our Maker. But coming here, like Paul in the Areopagus in Athens, say this young man is talking about another doctrine. And thank God, since I've been here, I've got my healing. Amen. Through the prayer he had with me. And without all that struggle, and my mind has been going through a revolution as to the definition and to your relationship with your Maker and how you are going to relate with him. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Bless you. So scary. Wait till God tells you to do something real.
I can really relate to the log story because over quite a long time that it was like being a tree with branches, and I'd think, oh, this is it, Lord, this is what you've sent us for, and it was chopped off. And then, oh no, this is what we were sent for, Lord, that's been chopped off. And now I'm in the freezer, so there's hope to come.
You may not be in the freezer, you may just have been pruned back so you can blossom more. But if you are in the freezer, he's got a project ready. Yeah. Yeah.
In terms of pruning, it's always for our benefit, but it's painful. And we've had a lot of pruning over the years, and it's hard. But in hindsight, it's always hindsight, you thank the Lord to say, okay, I really, really didn't like that, and I wanted to go this direction, but he's now taken you another. But it's only in hindsight, so you just have to hang in and hang on to him and keep your eyes focused on him, because it is hard. The pruning is very hard. But it's always for he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. You know, some time ago, I used to be a medical doctor, many years ago. Actually, when I left medicine, some people who were born after I left are now doctors. So it was a long time ago. But my heart was gripped with a desire to serve Jesus. But it wasn't really gripped as much with a desire to know him. Over the years, I discovered that his priority is not for me to serve him, but to know him and for him to experience me. That blew my mind, that he actually wants to experience me. Even though he knows my mind, he wants me to express my mind to him, and then he hears it as if he didn't know it. And recently, yesterday morning, he corrected me because I've come a long way in changing the priorities of my heart from wanting to serve him to wanting to know him, wanting to walk with him. But yesterday morning, I was praying about these meetings and asking him to really move and touch people and glorify his name, manifest his presence. And he wants to do all that. But for me personally, he wanted me to zero in on my relationship with him. And he said to me, "Don't you think I could do all that without your asking?" But that his priority is that for me, he is everything. Not what he does for me or for other people, not the healings I want him to bring into people's lives, and that really, really gets me. But he wanted me to zero in, first of all, on my relationship with him. And he's really, and just like Dad said, my mind has been going through a revolution, and it's really accelerated over this weekend to zero in on the person of Jesus and my relationship with him first and foremost, above everything else. And out of that, everything else will flow. Everything else he wants will flow out of that relationship, because that's what his heart yearns for me, from me. He wants my time, my heart, my relationship. He wants to experience me much, much more than he wants me to serve him. And that has been completely revolutionary. So, so I am free of that. You know, there was a time ministry was it for me. But now he's redefined it in my mind. You know, again, just like Dad said, there's been a revolution. It's not ministry, it's just doing something for my Lord and Master and my friend, whatever he asks me to do. If all he wants me to do is just worship him and be with him and talk with him, that's all I'm going to do. And I'm going to be perfectly happy with that. So, praise God.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah, when we feel the need to do something or be someone, that's our need. It's not what God wants for us.
It's the humility that we should bring to everything, because Jesus was humble. And it's wonderful to find out you were a carpenter. You're a carpenter, as he was, you know. But Jesus was humble, and that's all he's asking of us, isn't it? Just to sit at his feet and be humble.
Yeah. No, that's right. You know, many years ago, even before Akim was born, I got this picture of God sitting at his workbench with a bunch of clay. What shall I make today? You know, and he t- takes a clump of clay and I'm going to make Dina. She makes Dina. He takes a bigger lump of clay. So I'm going to make Akin today. And for each one of us, he made us. He made you exactly the way he wanted you to. God doesn't make things wrong. He doesn't have to practice. He doesn't think, oh, I've made Graham, but you know, it's not very good. I'll just make Franklin instead. He doesn't do that. He's God. He doesn't make mistakes. He made me the way he wanted me to be. You may suffer for it, but he made me the way he wanted me to be. And he made you the way he wanted you to be. And he looks at you and he thinks, you're amazing. And we need to know that. And sometimes when we get low, when we think we can't do something, when we think, God's not going to love me because I got that wrong, or I can't do that because so-and-so will think such and such of me, we just need to know God made us exactly the way he wanted us to be for the purpose he has for us. And in 100 years' time, we're going to be with him. And all the mistakes we make down here aren't going to be worth a jot. We don't have to worry about any of that. He'll cover it all. Because it's his love. And like Kin said, he wants a relationship with us. He gives us tasks to do because he loves us and he wants to see us grow. And he wants to see that sense of achievement on our face when we get it right. You know, there's no pressure with God. You just need to be available. The pressure comes when you're not available and when you're denying it, when you really want to do it, but actually you're not going to because you're scared. Then you get some pressure. But it's love. That's what love is. And he brought you all here today just to hear his voice and so that he could hear your voice.
I think I better sit down. I'd just like to thank the Lord and just say that I appreciate him so much because all I can do is just stand in awe. Because I just see his hand has sculpted this weekend. Because we didn't know anything about your church. We didn't know anything about you. Just a few quick conversations at a conference, at a busy conference. And we just had this gentle feeling that the Lord had brought us together somehow. And then, you know, you invited us over and we just felt like, yeah, that's the Lord's will. Okay, let's just seek him. Like, we didn't discuss it ahead of time. And I just get this, like, God, how can you be so good? You just, like, pre-planned this whole thing. And I just feel like something very precious happened this weekend. Yeah. And that's a treasure that I appreciate so much. And you know, I know there's some people here from Oasis and there's some people from other places and all that stuff, but there was a treasure created this weekend. And I just ask you that don't just put that in your back pocket. But it's a seed that's to be sown, to grow. If it's to grow here in Oasis or to grow at the Cogs Church or at the Welcome Church or the Community Church or wherever it is, there's been some kind of bond of love that's happened this weekend. I don't know if you feel that, but I feel it. And I'm just like exhausted. But I'm so blessed, you know. I mean, it's like, wow. Just wow, 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 wow. And I just thank you. Thanks for inviting us here. And we've just had an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. Amazing experience. God, yeah.
God invited you here. We just said yes.
Yes. Yes and amen. And I just think maybe this won't be the last time we're seeing each other.
Well, I hope not. We've got the whole of eternity.
There you go. There you go.
Fill that with stories.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Who'd like to come forward and pray for Franklin and Amy? Just bless them.
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for bringing this dear couple to us this weekend and for the word that you've imparted through them for us. And we just ask you to bless them as they go on from here. Particularly, we ask you to be with Amy as she prepares for these interviews she's got this week, Father. That she'll know that you're there with her. And also we ask you that you'll be with them in finding the right people to do the work that they need to do on their house here in Whitney, Father, that, and help and guide us in helping them with that, Father. Amen.
Father, we thank you for all that you've done through this couple, Lord, and what they've imparted to us. It's been an impartation. And we thank you for the impartation. And we just say that impartation will bear fruit. Amen. It'll bear fruit 100-fold to the honor and glory of God. Amen. And it will grow not only in this church, but it'll go beyond Whitney, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, Father, we pray your strength in their bodies, their minds, their spirits, that they'll be refreshed and just have the power of your Spirit working through them. Thank you for that, Lord. Amen.
The Lord said some things to me about you before you came, and I actually saw it in motion as you ministered to us over the last 2 days. The first thing was he called you friends of the bridegroom. I shared this with Amy yesterday. And then yesterday there was the Malachi, reference to Malachi 4, where God said that I will turn the hearts of the fathers. Before you come, or before he comes, he'll send Elijah, who will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the sons to their fathers, restoration of relationships. And the Lord is saying that you're one of that company that he will use to do that. And then the third thing is the washing, where Paul said that Jesus will be washing his bride with the washing of water by the word to present her to himself, a perfect bride without spot or blemish or wrinkle. And yesterday, I saw that he was doing that through you as well. Again, you are one of the company of people he's using to wash his bride and present them to himself. And there's this thing about you cherishing where you are now, where your heart is now. That is, I must decrease, that he must increase. I must recede into the background so that he comes into the foreground for his people to see. And that is so precious. You know, you are friends of the bridegroom. And you're in amazing company. Moses, Elijah, Paul, John the Baptist. So, Father, I thank you for this couple. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for their ministry to us. We've received it, Lord, as from you. We've received them as gifts from you. We love them tremendously. because you sent them and they came. They came with your message, they came on the mission that you sent them, and they've been faithful to it. Now, Lord, we are sending them back. Lord, that wherever they go, let your hand rest on them mightily for all the people that they will meet and encounter. Let the people encounter you through them in Jesus' name. Let the people taste you through them in the name of Jesus. But above all, Lord, because you've said it, that that's your priority, Lord, we just ask that you deepen their walk with you. Let it be like Enoch. Lord, let them walk closely with you every single day. Reveal more and more and more of yourself. Display your beauty, your glory to each one of them. Let that be what they share in their relationship, your beauties, your glories, everything about you, Lord. And you yourself be the glue between them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. When I read the book, then I said in my mind, I wish I could see the writer of this book, that he will heal me of my ailment and to save my children from all the anxiety, worry, and spending money here and there because of my sickness. Then when I was one of the clinics at Ali Street, I heard that he's in Whitney. I said, I'll be there. And to be true, I came and I saw and I was here. So I sent for my wife that she should be here. And by the grace of God, she received her healing. But more than that, the seed you are sowing in me, the revolution you are giving me, you are not giving it to me. Unknown to you, you are giving it to Africa. Because there are so many people who are tied to me as far as Christ is concerned. And by the time I'm home, and I come to reveal to them that it's another doctrine, it's your relationship with God, not your destroying your enemy. And that will make a new relationship. And God, we bless you. We bless you spiritually. Bless you financially. Bless you academically. Bless you maritally. Bless the works of your hands and the fruits of your body. More anointing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I saw a picture of a really large, like, beacon, you know, that had been lit. Your coming here is like lit, this big, big beacon that can be seen for miles and miles and miles around. And that people are going to come to this beacon because they want to see what it is. They want to see what's going on. And as they come closer and closer, all the things in their lives that have hurt them, that have pulled them down, dragged them, caused differences between them and other people will just be taken and burnt in this huge, huge beacon. And then I see a huge fountain. And as the people come, this fountain, it is massive, and it's just sprinkling over the people as they come and refreshing them and just giving them, you know, sort of fresh energy and cleansing them. And the beacon is not put out by the fountain. It actually increases it and makes it bigger and bigger. And the bigger it gets, the more the people come. And then the people come, and the bigger the fountain gets, and the more they get washed and cleansed and refreshed. And, yeah.
Praise God. The scripture that came to me was, "Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together and running over." Amy and Franklin have given of the spiritual truths that God has revealed unto them. That's pleasing to God. That blesses him, because he wants all of us, even as the Bible says, till we all come to the fullness of Christ. And like Franklin was talking about, you know, pass it on, the conduit, that's what you're doing. And so, Father, Lord, according to your word, we say even as they have given from the gifts that you have given them, that you, who cannot be outgiven, will return unto them, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, I pray that those innermost desires of their hearts, you will answer. They will call and you will hear. Thank you, Father, because you are such a faithful God. Thank you, Father, because you are good. Thank you, Jesus, for making the way. It is well with them. It is well with their soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
I saw like Lego bricks, you know, those little tiny things like this, and lots of them, and they were white, and it was like a picture of both of you, but I couldn't see what it was because it was so big. And so I felt like I was seeing a part of it. And I felt like God was saying, I put them together and it's really solid. So the structure was really solid. It wasn't like a hollow structure at all. And then I heard him say, I'm the one who builds the house. And then he said about, technology is wonderful, isn't it? But except that as Jehovah build the house, they labor in vain. And I felt like God was saying, he's building the house. But I could also see like a big wheel, and I felt like he was turning you. So I don't know if that means anything to you, but I felt like he was turning you to the left.
Right,
so,
to the left, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that means anything to you, but... But it's very solid. There's lots and lots and lots
good.
Of little bricks.
Solid. Solid's good. Solid's good. Solid's good. Solid.
Yeah. So I just want to share with you a few things we have coming up. The thing about being a forerunner from Forerunner Ministries, you know, actually we need friends on the journey. Can you understand? We're plowing new ground, right? So we would love to continue this friendship. And and we'd love to be able to do this same kind of thing in more places. And, you know, we would love it if you would pray for us. Next weekend, we're heading up to Sutton Coalfield. And we'll be doing another conference up there. Again, people looking for breakthrough. They've had a taste of the Lord. And we're here to bring a banquet for them. Right? And believe it or not, praise the Lord, a church in like rural Quebec in Canada has invited us to come in August to do a conference with them. So praise the Lord, we're working towards that. Another group in Germany has invited us to come up, and so things are starting to move. But we want to collect some friends along the way, and if you're interested, we do send out in a very occasional update, maybe like twice a year. Okay, whatever it is, but you can sign up for that on the website or whatever. If you would like to financially help with this, you know, we appreciate that too. If you haven't had a chance to read the book, or if you have, one of the things that we've seen a whole bunch of times, like there's a lady in Canada who got a hold of this book, friend of my mom's, praise God for mom's, okay, she got a hold of this book. It changed her because it was like honest, you know? And she decided this is a great outreach tool. So she's now given out over 25 copies to friends, to family, to all these different people. And she's using it as an evangelism tool, you know? And that's... like we'd had no idea when we wrote this thing, you know. So just as a thought, you know, And, you know, share the stories of what happened for you this weekend. Share that with your friends and your family. Share what the Lord is doing in your life. Share this, because there's so much power in your testimony, okay? And nobody can come down on your testimony, because that's your experience, right? But God loves testimonies, and he empowers that. That's why I try to share a lot of testimony, a lot of testimony, because I know he's into that. So, and we have been so blessed by the testimonies that we've received back, you know? And look at your dad's hand. Like, if I understand it right, he was barely able to move that very much. Yeah, like he seemed like he was moving that pretty good. And look at you, sister, with the microphone there 5 minutes ago. I mean, praise the Lord, even England won. I mean, wow, there's like, something's happening. Breakthrough. So, but anyways, I'm saying that we would want to stay in touch with you. Okay, this is what I'm really trying to say. And so there's business cards back there. We want to be friends. We want to collect friends along the way. And in the back of the book also is contact information. So please stay in touch. Send your testimony. I want to stay in touch with you. I want to get to know you. So, and we come to Whitney very regularly. So, yeah.
I was just going to say, like the James Bond films, Franklin and Amy will return.
Yeah, we will. Absolutely.
I just got the feeling that you've given out a lot this weekend, but I saw a picture of Elijah's jar of oil. Okay. And you're going to be filled, that's going to keep filling up. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Amen.
So keep coming up with the empty vessels.
I know that.